2 weeks ago, about 45 Rapid City area community leaders spent 5 days traveling by bus to culturally significant sites within the boundaries of the 1868 Fort Laramie Treaty. The Lakota Lands and Identities bus trips are part of the Ocheti Shakowin Cultural Ambassador Program. The goal is to help develop stronger relationships between Native American and non-Native members of the community. Karen Mortimer is president of the Rapid City Public School Foundation's Board of Directors and director of the Ocheti Shakowin Cultural Ambassadors, which is supported by a Bush Foundation Community Innovation Grant. She joins us from our studios at the Dahl Arts Center in Rapid City. And Karen Mortimer, thanks for joining us on the program.
Good morning.
Also with us is Chief of Rapid City Police, Carl Jegeris, who is one of the participants in the Cultural Ambassadors Program. And Chief Jegeris, welcome to the program as well.
Thank you.
Also with us is another participant, Von Vargas. He's an engineering student at the South Dakota School of Mines and Technology and a member of the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe. And Mr. Vargas, welcome to the show.
And Betty Washday.
Well, Karen Mortimer, I'd like to start with you. How did the Ocheti Shakowin Cultural Ambassadors Program come together?
Well, about 2 years ago, actually about 3 years ago, the Office of Indian Education in the Rapid City Area Schools, led by Junior Bellion, started doing some training with teachers in the Rapid City schools about the Ocheti Shakowin understandings. There are state standards, and teachers have a desire and a need to learn about that. So Dr. Craig Howe from the Center for American Indian Research and Native Studies, the director and founder of that organization, was hired to do trainings with teachers. It's been very effective. Last year, Junior Bellion and Craig Howe came up with an idea of putting a classroom on wheels for the teachers to move throughout the 1868 treaty lands. The Rapid City Public School Foundation became interested, and we were asked to help support that classroom on wheels, and we thought, gosh, this would be exciting to not only share this with teachers, but the community. The community really needs this. We wrote a community innovation grant to the Bush Foundation, and they very generously gave that grant to us to actually work on developing a cohort, a public learning community, to learn together and share understanding about the Lakota culture. The problem that we're addressing is the lack of broken relationships, lack of respect that has become a tradition, unfortunately, in our community. So together we're joining together to try to address that problem.
And Chief Jegeris, how did you get involved as a participant, and why is this important to be a part of this?
Well, I think it's very important for me, as you said, I am the chief of police here, so I find that my responsibility, number one, is to be the chief peacemaker for the city of Rapid City. And historically, in our city, in our region, there's been a lot of conflict regarding race relations. And this conflict isn't new. It goes back 100 plus years. And so I feel like, for me personally, the more I know about the historical conflicts that existed, the better prepared I am to work towards resolution of conflict in the future. And then, in addition to that, this was a great opportunity for me to meet 45 other like-minded persons in our community that really want to move forward and resolve conflict so that we can remove the division that exists sometimes between race in our community. And from my perspective, that sometimes, unfortunately, leads to crime. And so I see it as a very, very valid crime prevention effort, working towards improving race relations here in Rapid City.
And what was the experience like for you on the bus trip a couple of weeks ago?
Well, it was very good to experience new places. Many of the places that we had visited previously, I have visited before, but it was different when you visited with a group of people, and the bus trip wasn't simply a tour bus. While we were traveling from location to location, there were videos being shown and there were presentations, and so we were learning about the places we were going to and that we were coming from. So for me, the way that I learn best and that I retain information best is by experiencing what I'm learning. And to go to locations of significance to the Lakota people here really brought a deeper understanding and meaning for me. So I think I'm better prepared to understand the history.
Von Vargas, for you, what was the experience like on the bus trip a couple of weeks ago?
The experience was absolutely amazing. Reading about the original Acechi Shakowin and being an ambassador for that, I just hold the whole Acechi Shakowin in the highest regard. And being asked to be an ambassador is just such a privilege and an honor. And beginning to see the people on board, myself being a student and being having this interaction with these various community members, it helped me identify with and aspire to be like the leaders we have here in the community. What I learned a lot was it was very emotional for me, but it also helped me understand why we have some societal issues today and how I can address that in the future.
How well do you think non-Native people understand the Lakota perspective?
I don't believe it's very well understood in the community. I think there's a lot of problems that I see now, and just a lot of kind of misunderstanding, lack of education. And I mean, it's not just necessarily with the non-Native community. I think there's a lot that the Native community needs to kind of learn about historic events and try to see things from a different perspective.
So a part of this, Von Vargas, is also important to understand the non-Native perspective as well, and that's a part of this program?
Yes, very much so. I believe that. I think we need to understand both perspectives. We live here at the community, live in a community together, and that's one thing I admire about the Acechi Shakowin Ambassador Program is because, you know, the original Acechi Shakowin consisted of 7 tribes, but, you know, today in modern time, we have a community who's not 100% Native American. You know, we have non-Native and Native community, and I think for us being to collaborate and focus on positive community change is just a really, really great proactive approach to community change.
Well, Chief Jegeris, looking at this, particularly the bus trip from a few weeks ago, this was a week-long thing. This was a big commitment. Was that difficult to then be a part of this for a week?
It was, but again, race relations is such a crucial component to improving our condition here in Rapid City that it is well worth the investment that was made. And at our department, we have approximately 120 sworn officers. So when I'm away, the city is certainly in good hands.
Karen Mortimer, with the Acechi Shakowin program, was it difficult to find some 40, 45 leaders who were able to take a week off and participate in this aspect of the program, the bus trip from 2 weeks ago?
Well, I won't say that it was terribly easy, but when we actually worked on this for about 6 months, strategically looking at different sectors of the community. We met with people repeatedly, had a number of conversations beforehand, and really laid out the expectations and the time commitment. And in all honesty, it was there's almost no one who said no that we asked. And we have some remarkable people in this group who will continue to work in the future. It's not over with mm-hmm. the bus. We'll be continuing to work for the next, into the future for as long as we can, we hope.
Well, Karen Mortimer, tell us a little bit about that, about what is the, we've been focusing on the bus trip, but what is the long-term goal of this program, and how are the community leaders involved with this program in the coming months and years?
Well, we just had our first convening this Tuesday, and we met as a group, and we have kind of two things that we're really working on, and one is that history and place matter, and so that's what we're learning, and it's our bus trip certainly began that co-learning and ability for us to learn together and to process information. We're going to continue to do that. So there'll be learning experiences in the future for not only the ambassadors, but I believe the ambassadors will help create those. And the other critical part of this program is that is relationships. So history and place matter, and relationships matter. And we've developed some remarkable relationships. I think we can, Vaughn, I think, would feel comfortable picking up the phone and calling Chief Jegeris and asking him to participate in something that he's working on. And really incredibly valuable relationships. So we'll be continuing to convene over the next 2 years for the period of the grant. We hope that it will continue and sustain after that time.
Well, Vaughn Vargas, after this experience, do you feel comfortable that you could pick up the phone and talk with Chief Jegeris about concerns or things that you would like to see?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We got to talk at one of the most sacred places was Peshawar, and I was anxious to actually speak with him and get to know him as a person, and we finally got that opportunity at one of the most sacred places to Lakota people. And what better place to have that than that location? And we learned a lot about each other, and not just the title of me being a student, aspiring engineer, and him the chief of police. We got to know each other as human beings, and I think that's what really needs to happen. We need to remove titles and remove barriers and let them know that, hey, he's a human being and he has a heart to help the people. And that's exactly what I see at this location. So I definitely feel comfortable with that.
Well, Chief Jegeris, what is your perspective on that? Do you feel the same way that Vaughn Vargas does?
I do. And I see Vaughn and a couple of other people that were on the trip as the next generation, just because they are younger than I am. And I see a lot of hope for healing and really not just moving forward, but leaping forward in terms of repairing race relations and ultimately making Rapid City and the surrounding area a more peaceful place to live.
How difficult is that to do, though? When it's nice to talk about healing and repairing relationships, but we're dealing with struggles and difficulties that have been going on for over 100 years. There are some very tough issues, treaty issues, for example. Chief Jegeris, do you see a program like this, allowing for an opportunity for frank discussion on what are very difficult issues?
I do, and I also see it as an opportunity for community leaders to really focus and empower on youth and the next generation. And things are changing. You're right. There is a lot of hard feelings historically, but the younger generation, in my opinion, celebrates diversity rather than sees it as something negative. And the more that we can empower that type of thinking, the quicker change will be. And I truly feel very positive that change is coming, and it's coming at a pace that I will see the results of that change.
And Vaughn Vargas, do you see that there's change coming, that these difficult issues are being discussed?
Yes, definitely. I grew up here in Rapid City. I wasn't born here, but I was raised here since I was 4 years old, and I always grew up wanting to leave Rapid City, thinking there's no opportunity here, but there is tons of opportunity here, and we're removing those barriers. And having the support from the police, the chief of police, and various organizations in Rapid City, that actually empowers me and helps me keep a vested interest in this community. And I'm able to speak boldly in front of some, I feel comfortable speaking boldly in various groups, in various settings, knowing that I have the support from people. And I think that's what needs to happen. But I see a lot of positive change happening. And I know, I read something about this. They're renewing the year of reconciliation. And I think the Ocheti Shakawin is kind of the perfect avenue to address something like that. It's not just, oh, we're going to declare this the year of reconciliation and that's just a setting. No, we need people to own that, to really be proactive in that approach. And there's almost everyone, I feel comfortable saying everyone on the ambassador program is actually taking an approach to make positive community change. It is coming. I am certain on that. And I'm privileged to be a part of that.
Vaughn Vargas, it sounds though that you know, there's a lot of hard work involved with this, though. This isn't going to be easy.
No, but actually, I'm kind of driven off results, and I'm driven off of, you know, data and seeing things move. And everyone on the group has a heart to see this happen, so I don't really see them as it being hard work. It's just, and I think that's what community is. Community is just being in front of your friends and knowing you're safe and you're comfortable around people you're surrounded with. And I think that's the approach we need to keep. And so I don't really see it. I mean, yes, it could be hard work, but I don't think it's going to be work to everyone, because everyone really enjoys what we're doing.
Chief Jagaris, is that your perspective too, that this is something that you enjoy, and it's there's a goal here that you're looking for, so it's not necessarily hard work, but just, you know, something that needs to be done?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, currently from a crime perspective, we have a condition that exists in Rapid City called disproportionate minority contact. And the end result of that is we are incarcerating more minority people, specifically in Rapid City, Native American people, proportionately than we are others. And 10 years ago, I don't think you would find somebody like me in my position that would speak openly like that on the radio, like we're doing live right now. And I think the community has is ready to acknowledge the conditions that exist. And in my career, we've somewhat focused on, well, what are the police doing wrong? What is the criminal justice system doing wrong? Those kinds of things. I think we're to a point that we're coming to an agreement of, it's time to move into the social conditions that are leading to the underlying social conditions that lead to the increased domestic violence, alcohol abuse, drug use, and other social ills that plague our criminal justice system. So I'm very, very confident that now that we've acknowledged the condition that exists, and that we have a lot of people that are positive thinking and wanting to move forward, I think that we are going to make the condition better for our next generation.
Well, Karen Mortimer, finally, you know, starting with what Von Vargas was just saying, that he's focused on, you know, he's inspired by results, you know, seeing results. Looking at the Ochati Shako Inn program, the Cultural Ambassadors program so far, are you seeing results? Are you confident that that this is a step in the right direction, that this is going to help with the relationship between within the community?
Well, we're doing an evaluation, we're taking data, but we're really at the beginning of this work. The group is convening to cement the relationships, and now we're ready to work towards some action steps. I think we can look into the next year, and I am very confident that there will be actions that we can list and count and celebrate. So stay tuned.
All right. Well, Karen Mortimer, Von Vargas, and Chief Carl Jagaris, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.